Well, as Solomon said a long time ago, he said there is nothing new under the sun. And we can see it over and over that there's nothing new under the sun. And today I'm going to kind of continue on with my sermon that I gave last time about honoring the sun. And I'm also going to address the fact that we are so easily led off on astray on all kinds of little paths, looking this way and that way. Christ told us, he said, you know, if people come to you and say, you know, I'm out in the desert or I'm here or I'm there, he's like, don't believe them. And there's always been confusion in this world, and it's been there even before Christ came, but after he came and did his work and was resurrected, the confusion, of course, still continued. And you can see about this confusion being there, and you can look in Galatians 1:6 when Paul was writing and he says, I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than of what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Will we do... For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Paul was having to deal with false gospels very soon after Christ's resurrection. And all kinds of writings are out there in the world. When they were putting our Bible together, they had to sort through tens of thousands of writings. And there's all kinds of stories and fables. And all this stuff is confusion, and it's been with us all the way through. Because the devil's been here all the way through, and the confusion, we know where the lies and the confusion comes from. The world may not understand it, but we do. And we should not be led astray so easily, but somehow we still manage to get led astray. It's just like when you talk to the secular people and they say, well, there's all kinds of resurrection stories and all these myths, there's resurrections of these different gods. And I'm like, yes, but look what the resurrection was about. What was that resurrection about? They're continuing their power. For them to be resurrected, Mary's mother? I mean, you look at these myths and these stories. There's a resurrection story, but it is not the true resurrection of our Savior. There's all kinds of counterfeit everything. I mean, even in the world, when you talk about this products that you buy, that there's counterfeits made to those products everywhere, is overseas. Counterfeiting and making false counterfeit anything is just part of the world. And the thing was that Christ drew us out, and he's given us his Spirit, and he's teaching us, so we should be, it seemed like, of all people, not drawn away off of some weird doctrine. And the thing is that God is so above us in his ability, his thoughts, his actions, everything, we can't even imagine what he's going to do. And look at the very act of Christ. All right, let's just get down to the bottom line of what has happened. Okay? God came as a human being born of a woman to be sacrificed, his own self, his sacrifice is given to for us, to atone for us. As Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:10, says, of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It's written in scriptures. It's written in scriptures about the beating that Christ was going to take, his crucifixion, his death. All that is in scriptures, but they didn't see it. When Christ came, they didn't even expect him to die. They were expecting him to make his kingdom right then. They really didn't understand what was happening. Nor did they understand that it was literally God himself walking on the earth as a human being that was making the sacrifice. It says in scriptures that the Lord was going to provide a lamb of his sacrifice, but it doesn't say it is God himself. And when people do anything to diminish what Christ is, that really grinds my molars big time. Because the fact is, he is the Creator God. And Creator God came to this earth and was born of a physical woman as a physical person. And in his flesh, as he lived, he suffered all things that we suffer. He knows what we face. He even faced more than what we face. Because he was here and he was a human being, the devil was on him. And it was after him to kill him and to destroy everything he did. To tempt him to do anything to destroy his work. So he faced a lot more than what we faced. But the whole reason for this is because in the end he is our judge. And if he's going to judge, he knows. He knows from personal experience what we face. And because he knows from personal experience, there's no one in heaven that's come down here and lived as a human being except one. And that's the one that received the scroll in Revelation 5. And the reason he received the scroll in Revelation 5 is because he came here. He lived as a human being. He poured his blood out to save us. And that gave him the authority to be that judge, to be handed that scroll, and not only that, but be given all power in heaven, on earth. Everything is his. Everything has been given to him by the Father. Do not let anything come out your mouth that diminishes Christ. He is your life. He is your future. He is the one that's going to call you up from the grave. He's the one that's going to provide you a spiritual body. He's the one that's going to welcome you in the kingdom. And he's who you're going to be working for. And he is your king. Don't be drawn off on these weird things that these people are going out preaching. And it's been going on forever. It's not like it's something new. It goes on all the time. Because in 1 John 3:8 it says, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Because when you go back to the law, it says in Deuteronomy 19:21, it says, your eye shall not pity, life shall be for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. But who can die for billions? What man can put down his life and atone for billions of people? There's only one. That's the Creator. The Creator of all that's ever lived on this earth, in this universe, is the one who died so that we may have life. And there's only that one. There's no other name. These fables, all these other things, these weird doctrinal stuff that's going on, it's just, it's leading you off. The fact is, the bottom line is, you have a Creator God. He created the earth. He created all living things. He created man. Man sinned. And the only thing that can save man from his sin is his Creator. And his Creator is who came as the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is God. The Lamb of God was with God in the beginning. That's what John wrote about when he said the Word was with God in the beginning. He had no mother. He was not born from a woman until he was born from Mary. That's when he became a son, because he was actually born from a woman. And he became the Son of Man. He called himself the Son of Man because he's flesh, like us. When he lived his life on this earth, he's flesh. And this is what I'm trying to get at. We are being saved by our God. And you will not find that in any fable, any of these little myths, stories that go around. They couldn't even dream it up. There's all kinds of little, you know, resurrection stories that went on prior to Christ coming into the world. But there's nobody in the world, in their imagination, or even the devil's imagination, could come up and say, God came to us and died to save us. Those myths, they don't have nothing like that. They don't say nothing like that. Those gods are only interested in themselves. They all show the traits of the human. All you have to do is look at all these gods and things that are written in all this mythology. They're all humans. They do some of the most despicable things you can think of. There's only one true God, and then we have our Christ. And he is also God. And he came here as physical human being. Now, that we were warned, if someone comes and say Christ didn't come to us in the physical form, that they were an antichrist. But there's more things you can say to be an antichrist. Because basically all it amounts to is you're being against Christ. And if you're trying to diminish him in any way through things that you say, you're an antichrist. That's as simple as that. Everything in heaven, all the elders, everything under the earth, everything worships the Christ, the Lamb of God. And he has given all authority, and he has given all power, and he's given all the glory and everything from God the Father, and that is his will. And our salvation, and the salvation of this entire planet, the universe, and all our future, everything relies on Christ. This is not a small thing. This is the biggest thing there is. So, remember, don't get drawn off on these la-la tales and stuff. The fact is, God died for you so that you may live. And in doing that, and in his resurrection, he's showing you that you will be resurrected. And he's telling us that he's preparing a place for us to be with him. Don't go anywhere else.